We're continuing this letter to the Hebrews, which is probably one of the least read documents in the New Testament. And the reason is because we really don't understand what the author is doing. But as I said in my previous homilies, this is an apologetic for the priesthood of Christ. And it's this author, who is brilliant, is trying to show that what Christ has done is replaced the entire priesthood of Aaron. But not just his priesthood, the priesthood of Aaron, right? This is the priesthood of the Old Testament. He's also, Jesus, because he is the Son of God and because he came as a high priest, right? And this is what the author recognizes, right? That Jesus is not simply, the Messiah and the Son of God. I mean, that's enough. But I mean, he is also, he's pointing out, he is also, this supreme high priest as the Son of God and the Messiah. So that in a sense, that the priesthood of Aaron has been superseded. And now in today's reading, what he's showing, and of course, we kind of look at it as an audience that's, a little bit, unfamiliar with all of these almost priestly terminologies, this ritual code, that's so big of a part of the Torah, the law of the Old Testament. But he's going through it piece by piece. And he's showing, yes, it's not just the priesthood of Aaron that's superseded, but the sanctuary of the old priesthood is now superseded, because Jesus' sanctuary is a heavenly sanctuary. But make no mistake about it, it's a heavenly sanctuary that has come to earth. A heavenly sanctuary that has been brought to earth by Jesus himself, the high priest himself, the incarnate Son of God himself, has brought that heavenly sanctuary to earth through his passion, through the Holy Eucharist, through the Last Supper, and through his resurrection as well. So then he goes on. It's not enough to say that the sanctuary has been replaced. But then he goes on, right? And the tabernacle is a very big thing, right, in the Levitical code. A very big thing in the very long section on the ritual in the Torah. He goes on to say the tabernacle of Moses has also been replaced by Jesus the high priest. Of course, the tabernacle of Moses at one time had contained the Torah itself. And, this tabernacle, the Holy of Holies had been lost, right? And now we have replacement tabernacles in the Old Testament. But those replacement tabernacles were places, for copies of Torah to be stored. And what the author is saying is Jesus has given us of himself, he has become the new tabernacle in his own incarnation and in his own embodiment. And of course, he is the tabernacle that literally goes, that literally goes from the earth to the heavens, right? It literally is a pure conduit. So it's not just an earthly tabernacle that contains a copy of the Word of God, the Old Testament, the Torah, right? It's really something even greater. It is Jesus himself who's become the tabernacle, uniting heaven and earth. And as we shall see, this genius author is going to do everything. He's going to talk about the altar is going to be a whole new altar in Jesus. And of course, we're going to talk about the vessels on the altar. We're going to be talking about the whole of history that is going to be taken up in Jesus. So by the time we get to the end of the letter to the Hebrews, it is absolutely clear Jesus, the new high priest, has replaced the entire Levitical code and all the ritual code in the Deuteronomic code. He has replaced it in himself through his incarnation, his life, his passion, his resurrection, and the gift of the Holy Eucharist, the gift of himself, which he has given us through it. And so we see, in this work, if you understand Judaism, you understand the brilliance of this author, because he hasn't missed a trick. We don't know who he is, but he is brilliant indeed. And of course, he is one of the latest authors of the New Testament. But of course, this is the beginning. Jesus, now the new high priest, is going to start a priesthood through himself, which will become the priesthood that we enjoy today, which is the priesthood I'm sharing with the new high priest, and all other priests are sharing with the new high priest. Brilliance, succinctness, beauty, and of course, a whole new view of the messiahship and sonship of Jesus Christ. Amen.